You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Today, Jazzed in Blue profiles the American Indian jazz combo Red Hot and Red. Stick around for more. Jazzed in Blue is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for a New Mexico-based jazz combo comprised of American and Mexican Indians. The band is called Red Hot and Red and is comprised of pianist Steve Figueroa of the Laguna Pueblo, Rob Milo Jaramillo of Isleta Pueblo on bass, and Louis Speaking Eagle, a Zacatec Indian ceremonial leader on drums. While there is no official release from this band as of yet, we were fortunate to get our hands on a recording that you'll only hear at rockwire.com. I had a chance to speak with drummer Louis Speaking Eagle of Red Hot and Red, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. Here is Red Hot and Red with Bye Bye Blackbird. That was Red Hot and Red with Bye Bye Blackbird. Visit the band at facebook.com. I had a chance to catch up with drummer Louis Speaking Eagle of Red Hot and Red following a show they did at the Albuquerque Museum, and here's how the interview went. Well, before I go any further, I want to say that was an electrifying set. So how far away are you from an actual CD release?
Well, we've recorded 8 songs. We call it an EP, but I mean, it's enough for an all-out LP record. It sounds pretty good, and, you know, we're just trying to see what we can do. You know, it's been a little slow. I was living here in Albuquerque, and then I moved back down south. I'm in Las Cruces now. And so, you know, we just kind of haven't had the kind of communication that we'd like to have. You know, the guys are always busy. Steve and Milo are always gigging around town. They're the guys around town, and so they're always just running around all over the place. So we're just trying to figure out what we can do and, you know, when we can get to it.
I see. And it's been since 2009, since the band's formation. Talk about how the band got together.
I moved up here. I used to live here around 2001, actually down in Berlin. But then I left again, came back 2009, and right before I moved back, I met Steve Figueroa, Fig as we call him. And we started talking about a sort of native a group, because he had that idea for some time. He'd had it. So, he was talking to some of the casinos as well, and they had an interest in something native and jazz. So it wasn't happening just yet, but it was kind of an idea, a seed. And then just a few months later, you know, he set up a couple gigs, and, you know, he already knew that it was going to be Milo. I'd never met Milo before. I had seen him before. But we never had the opportunity to meet. Our first gig was when I met Milo, you know, so we just showed up and, you know, we did the gig and it turned out really well, actually, you know, so we liked it, we loved it. And, you know, so the first big debut was at the Outpost, Post Performance Space. And, you know, we just had a great time and, you know, we caused a little bit of damage, you know, and we made it out in one piece. And so here we are. And maybe 3-4 months later, we went into the studio to Shepherd Studios here with Chief Engineer Chuck Lucero, who's one of the best drummers in the area as well. He's been around for a long time. I consider him a musical elder of mine, and he's a great audio engineer. And, you know, he caught this really older, bigger, rounder sound, and it was really nice. So we just went in again, nothing preconceived, nothing contrived. We just went in and had a few songs we wanted to try out, and we just played them. And so that was it.
And describe working with Fig and Milo. What is it that they each bring to the table that makes this thing work?
Fig is... He's got this madman thing going on the piano, you know. He shows up and he looks like, you know, kind of like, who was that, Linus? Was the little piano guy?
Schroeder. That was Schroeder.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, just kind of like this, and he's just kind of, but then he starts playing, and it's like this monster guy, this monster sound, this just internal thing comes out, and he's just all over that thing, you know. So he really drives it. He really just brings a lot of energy. His hands just take over. He's one of these guys who doesn't, you know, practice and all. He just plays, and that's it. So he has a lot of that. And then Milo, you know, he's also been around forever, and he's played with all the best as well. And he's just as well-seasoned, of course, as Fig is. He brings, of course, both of his upright chops and then his electric chops as well. He slaps really well for the funkier things. And, you know, his upright playing is just beautiful. He's just got this beautiful, big, round tone on that upright. And the thing that add one more thing to Fig, he brings a lot of that Latin thing to it, you know. And so Milo knows how to play that stuff very well as well. So, and then I just come into the thing, and I just kind of situate myself between all of that greatness. Somewhere in there, I just, you know, all this going on, and I just try and fit somewhere in the middle of it. And then that's it. That's it.
You're so modest, but talk about your musical upbringing. What got you onto this, into this direction?
So like a lot of people, I started with the sort of pop rock thing, you know, in the garage, bands and so forth. I was self-taught, and I played all kinds of different styles, from the pop rock stuff to Tex-Mex to blues to funk and reggae and all of that. And I always knew that I was going to end up in a jazz, you know. When I was in high school, junior and senior year, I did the jazz band, or they called it stage band at that time, and I always knew that I'd end up in it, but I never had the opportunity until I finally met a master drummer who's actually very well known here in the Albuquerque area by the name of Ricky Malachi. And he's out of Riverside, California, but he grew up in El Paso. So once I started studying with him, that just opened up the whole jazz world and all that. It's the American art form, of course. So you actually grow up hearing it everywhere, but you never really realize that it's there. All of a sudden you start playing it and you start to understand the tradition behind it, the form behind it, the way that we're supposed to work together, that it isn't all improvised. There's a structure, you know, the melody and so forth, but what we do within that is our business. It's left up to our musicality and all of that. So I'm the newest one to the jazz. I'm actually the baby of this group. I'm used to playing with groups where I'm the older guy, but finally, after a long time, I'm the baby of this group. I think the guys have about somewhere between 2 and 5 years ahead of me, you know. So it's real nice. Every time I perform with them, I always think of it as a lesson, you know, in music. And so that's kind of where I come from. And then I also bring my traditional background to it. I'm a Zacatec Indian, Chalchiwik clan, and we knew how to swing too. We had rhythms that did this kind of a dum da bum ba dum da bum ba da dum da bum, you know, that swings right there. So it's in my blood too. So it was very easy for me to kind of take to jazz, and also let alone the fact that natives have been involved in jazz since its inception. A lot of the black folks back in the day, they used to run and get away from all the things that were going on, oftentimes ending up in the Indian communities. They'd mix, they'd start sharing, and, you know, we've actually been there from the beginning. So it's kind of a story that, you know, we're trying to tell that, you know, sort of hasn't been as upfront, I guess, lately, or upfront like that, you know. So that's kind of where I come from, where we come from.
To learn more about the band, check them out at facebook.com. Here is Red Hot and Red once again with My Funky Valentine.
Thank you.
You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Egypt Central, and their latest release, White Rabbit. Much like the White Rabbit in Alice in Wonderland, this stunning release grabs you and leads you through a mesmerizing journey. With tracks such as White Rabbit, Ghost Town, and Change, White Rabbit is an exciting listen that will keep you coming back for more. White Rabbit, the new release from Egypt Central, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at www.egyptcentral.net. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head. Just a bit. The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly 2-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music. from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the New Mexico-based jazz combo, Red Hot and Red. I had a chance to speak with the drummer, Louis Speaking Eagle, of Red Hot and Red, following a show they did at the Albuquerque Museum, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
I mean, especially with contemporary American Indian music, you know, I mean, you get blues represented, you get, you know, metal represented, you get punk represented, you get hip-hop represented, but there's not a lot of jazz out there. As a matter of fact, you guys are the first, and that's what drew me out here tonight. Yeah, so talk about that some more.
Yeah, you know, we just kind of had that idea. You know, we didn't know if there was anyone else doing it, and then I've actually learned of a family that was out there, a Navajo family in the Arizona area, that's been doing actually jazz for some time there. The Red House family's been in jazz, and so I would definitely consider them the first family of jazz, you know. But then all of a sudden, I mean, there's no one else right now doing the native indigenous jazz right now, you know. And it's really fun and interesting, and it opens up a whole other vibe and feeling to it, and then we bring that to the music as well.
In the band's current live set, what pieces resonate for you the most, and why?
You know, I always love doing a lot of the jazz blues stuff, you know. So we started off, you know, with a nice jazz blues thing actually tonight. You know, I love that 12-bar form. You know, we didn't do it tonight, but usually we'll trade forms, you know, the whole 12 bars when we're trading solos, you know. And I always enjoy doing that. And these guys have a certain feel and way around that particular thing that really works for me.
Describe the reaction you guys get for being an American Indian and Mexican Indian, you know, jazz band. What's that been like?
It's been an awesome reception. You know, we start playing and we just let loose, and the people, they feel that, and they get into it. They start clapping, they start, you know, sort of screaming out loud a little bit, and all that. And I hear that. I'm very conscious of that while I'm performing also. And I'm not just paying attention to what I'm doing musically, but also what's happening out there, you know. And it's been really great, you know. It makes me feel really good, and I appreciate it beyond measure, you know. We've had a really great response.
And so there's nothing about the reactions that have surprised you at all.
Well, I mean, I certainly appreciate it. I didn't take it for granted that we were going to be so well accepted. You know, I don't take anything like that for granted. But when we were, it just felt great. You know what I mean? It felt like we were home, and it felt like I was home for sure. You know what I mean? I said, you know what? This is a group that, since I started playing, this is a group that I've been working towards my whole life, you know. So it did, and a lot of that also has to do with the audience reaction.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this band live?
That we're out there, you know, we're just out there doing our best for them, you know, for them, for the art form, for our people. That there's something more than perhaps what you see, or maybe our, you know, appearance or whatever, but that we come from something that's very, very, very old, you know. That's the oldest thing on this continent, you know. And so we come from this, and when we're performing, we've got all of that behind us. It's not just what we've done here, but it's everything that's been sort of laid out for us by by those that came before us, you know. So we certainly bring something else to the art form that no one else is doing.
And can you drop any hints on what you would like to do in the studio?
Do as far as
what kind of material would you cover? Originals, possibly, or is it all?
I'd like to get into some original stuff. I've asked Fig about that, and he's told me he doesn't necessarily write. But I have a lot of ideas for original stuff. So I've been wanting to sit down with him and actually talk to him, and you know, see if we can just kind of sit down. I'll sing the melody to him, and we can put it together, and then Milo can just put his thing over it. And you know, so I really want to do some original stuff for sure.
To learn more about the band, check them out at facebook.com. Here is Red Hot and Red once more with Song for My Father. To download this portion of Jazzed in Blue, simply scroll to the bottom of the page and click where it says Download Part 1. That's going to do it for this edition of Jazzed in Blue. A special thanks goes out to Louis Speaking Eagle of Red Hot and Red and to the New Mexico Jazz Workshop. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Jazzed in Blue is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC. A limited liability company and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.